a beautiful day to you, my lovely podcast family. How are you doing today? Hope you're doing very, very well, because that is what I wish you, darling. So today we are going to be talking about sweet swipe love, the G as a dating scene. So welcome to another episode of Mom Ziba Talk. So today we are going to be diving into a very, very hot topic among Gen Zers, okay? Using the gym as a potential dating scene. It is a recipe, okay? Is it a recipe for romance or workout disaster? Come on, let's find out. Down. You're welcome. We're gonna be talking about this. It's kind of gonna be somehow funny, but it's really a serious thing for us to really look into, okay? Because I noticed that most of the Gen Zers love making a gym center a place to find love, okay? They go there, for maybe date hunting and husband hunting or boyfriend and girlfriend hunting, all those kind of stuff. So it is a very, very engaging and interesting topic that I feel that we have to talk about today. All right, I want to know, I want us to find out if it's gonna be a recipe for romance or a workout disaster. Now we are gonna be looking into the pros and the cons and other navigating etiquettes. You know, at the end of this point, we are gonna be knowing how this is gonna end. All right, are you that kind of a person that loves going to the gym? You hit the gym because you feel you want to find love. You hit the gym because you feel that who you're with is not good enough for you, or you hit the gym because you want to work out on yourself, or you are taking both together hand in hand. You want to but work out and also get a love for yourself. All right, we are gonna know if it's gonna be very, very good for you or it's gonna be a workout disaster. So you're welcome to this podcast, my darling. It's a place where we talk about relationship issues and we also share a lot of light on our fitness. So today we are gonna be seeing relationship together with fitness. Isn't that a beautiful combo? Yeah, it is. I know you're gonna be learning a lot. If this is your first time, my beautiful, I want you to click on the follow button to become a follower ASAP, okay? A sharp follower, that's what Mom Ziba normally say here. And a sharp follower is a person who clicks both of the notification button to get notified in case there is a new update or upload of any podcast, okay? Because it's a daily podcast and channel. And also you can decide to also download most of the episode in case you're not online so that you can listen to it offline. And you are always sharing, okay, because you have love in your heart and you want others to learn what you have learned. All right, because normally Mom Ziba has the legacy of impartation. That is one of Mom Ziba's drive. I love to impact people. Impartation is a very, very beautiful sense for living. And I know if you are constantly tuning into this podcast, you have such in you. That is why you are doing so. So you keep on sharing. You share to help other person. How is it you people learn from you just from the comfy of your home? So that is it. So today we are going to be talking about this. I hope you stay tuned in with me. Now, back to the business of the day. I'm going to be very, very fast and I want you to follow a suit. Now, what are the pros of meeting potential partners at the gym? Now, I could tell you that there are a lot of pros. At the end of this, I'm going to be giving you a wonderful story of someone I know very well, and her name is Emily. I know that you're going to be learning from her story. All right, so I want you to stay true to the end because you're going to be listening to how her story was. She's a kind of person who went through this kind of a lifestyle, who thought that she could find love in this kind of a lifestyle. All right, so we are going to see how it worked out for her, the measure she took, and how it worked out for her. So I don't want you to leave until you listen to this podcast, this episode, till the very end, and tell me how you feel about it. Now, the first one is natural connection. Yes, definitely sometimes, all right, not all the time. All right, there is something about someone seeing their element, sweating it out, okay, and that can create an instant kind of a connection. It could be raw and authentic, okay? So when we go to the gym and we are like burning out our fat and all those kind of things, it brings this kind of a closeness to some extent, okay? That's one of the pros I see, I feel and understand. And also shared interest, okay? One of the biggest pros is the shared interest in fitness. Actually, you go to the gym and you assume you found someone and people who always constantly coming, or this particular person always coming for gym exercises, is gym to exercise and do one or two things, and all the time you always come, you always seeing that person. It is believed that you share common interests, all right, same extent. So you're likely to find someone who values health and wellness as much as you do. Now, another pros I could be talking about lightly could be physical attraction, of course. I don't know, people who might have hit the gym, you find out most ladies when they are going to the gym, most guys when they are going to the gym are somehow physically to some extent very, very attractive. What I mean by this, when you go to the gym, I remember the first time I went with my husband, and I was like really, I saw a lot of girls with their shapes, with their booty, and and the guys so macho and all those kind of a thing. I was like, really, this is another world entirely. And that is it. And when people come down from their cars and they are going to the gym center, the perfumes from their body that you perceive are so strong, are so, sometimes could be so rich, that could be so enticing, and all those kind of people really take time when they are going for exercises, because you know they are going to sweat, they are going to burn out some calories, and it's going to make them sweat, and to some extent the sweat could make them stink, okay? So they have to put on strong perfumes, they have to look at their optimum, and so that they won't be offensive when people come close to them. And also you see them putting on good shoes, good shirts, and some girls can start to put on good shorts, like kind of exposing kind of shorts and revealing tops and all those kind of a thing, because they're going all in the name of okay, this exercise, I'm going to the gym and all those kind of a thing. So there's also a kind of a space for physical attraction. Let's be honest, physical attraction really matters, and at the gym you get to see plenty of people, a lot of people in their best physical form. I trust me, that's how it is. Now I'm going to be telling you a few cons of meeting partners at the gym. Now, there are people who don't really like you to invade their privacies. And this point I'll be telling you is the privacy concern. All right. Some people go to the gym as a sanctuary to focus themselves without pressure or any social interaction at all. Here is it. Okay. Approaching someone here can be very, very annoying and invasive. Like, you are invading my privacy. What's up? Okay, so whenever you're going to the gym, these are the kind of accounts with expectation that you want to find dating partner. You could be so distracted that you want to entice a man, you want to entice a woman, but you don't know the intent why that person was there. And some people hate when they are going to that place, and maybe they are going there with all the intention of, I want to burn this fat off me before the end of like 30 days, and you are just coming to try to throw yourself kind of around him or her. You can see it as you are distracting, and that is not very, very good. This is a really a problem that can really make the goal of you getting a dating partner on the day on the gym. You know, it could make it not so okay, or you know, not okay. Now, another con is distraction from workers. Still the same thing as kind of to some extent privacy concern. Like that kind of a privacy concern could be very, very sharp and very fast. Like, please, I don't want you to invade my privacy. But let's talk about this distraction from workout. Now, trying to focus on your workout while also trying to catch someone's eyes can be very, very distracting for you. It's like you're carrying two things at the same time and may affect the quality of the exercise routine you were doing. So you don't want that for yourself. Maybe you're going there because you want to also burn out fat, you want to also keep fit, and you're trying to catch someone else's eyes, all those attention kind of might not make you be at your optimum. And I believe that you went there for a reason. Now, first off, the gym supposed to be a place where we go to get fitness. Now, I talk about mismatched goals, okay? Just because you like working out does not actually mean that you are compatible, or you have a compatible lifestyle with the person that you feel that you're talking to. I'm going to be telling you the story of Emily at the end of this, and you're going to learn a lot from it. So you might find out later that you are not compatible as you initially thought. If you should find any partner there, you'll find out that there are a lot of things that really brews and grows compatibility that really is under the canopy of compatibility. So if just what you're believing on is we enjoy fitness practices together through this gym and all this kind of a thing is my kind of my spec, and at the end of the whole thing, you find out that after gym world, there is a life, okay, after it. So you find that you're not compatible. Okay, these mismatched goals normally is something I've found out, I've experienced from people, that it's not really, really good. It's one of the cons of you thinking of getting a dating partner at the gym. Okay, now, how do we navigate this etiquette? Respect personal spaces. Now, be mindful of people's spaces, personal spaces, and boundaries. Don't just go walking up to people. Not everyone is open for you to be attracted or approach them at the gym. Girl, guy, people went there for some reasons, and you must be very, very calculative and observant, okay? You just have to just walk onto people to distract them from what they're doing. And remember, timing is key. Pick the right moment to strike up a conversation. Now, there are times where people have, maybe they are through playing or dancing or making some certain instructions that their gym instructors are giving to them, and they go to maybe take a light drink or an energy drink kind of. I think it's a good time for you to walk up to that person. I think timing is key, all right? You don't just walk onto the person. Maybe when the person's trying to gasp for air, or the person is going to the restroom to get himself eased, and you just walk up to the person and try to choke the person, it's not going to work well. Now, be genuine, okay? If you decide to approach someone, be very, very genuine and very, very respectful. This shows that your mama trained you properly, okay? So, start by complimenting their workout. Oh wow, the workout was fine and all those kind of stuff. I love the way you really did that. You really did a lot. You were so full of strength, all those kind of a thing. And you know, dedication can be a good icebreaker, you know. Now, what are the tips for successes? I'm gonna be giving you this actionable point. Join group classes. group fitness classes offer more social atmosphere and provide opportunities for natural interactions. So try to join group classes. It could really help you if you want to be at your best, if you want to be at your optimum, want to to attain success. These are the tips you should focus on. Now focus on friendship first. Now I'll be advising you, if you are going there, don't just go there because you want to make a hint on someone and you want to make a hit on someone and you want to make that person, you start flirting and all those kind of a thing. No, instead of diving straight into a romantic interactions and connections and intentions, why don't you focus on building friendship first? Okay, get to know each other beyond the gym setting. Okay, I see some people sometimes they want to walk along, they want to walk home together and all those kind of a thing. At the end of everything, they want to get to know them. Hello, I'm this person, I work here, how about you, hope you're enjoying your day. And gradually, or like this, like that, kind of personal, kind of calm, take it slow, don't look so desperate. And this could actually work to some extent. Now have realistic expectations. There are people who want to, they are very they have high thoughts, they emphasize things above what is normal. And if you want things to be so perfect, I'm gonna bet you they're gonna have some heartbreaks at some time. So not every encounter at the gym will lead to a romantic connection. I must tell you the truth, all right, because I love you and that's okay. Enjoy the process and keep an open mind. You have to be open-minded, all right, believing that, okay, fine, if it doesn't work out here, it could work out some way, some other time. If it doesn't work out today, it can work out tomorrow. If it doesn't work out here at the gym, it could also work out maybe outside the gym, all those kind of stuff. Okay, so don't believe that I am going here, I'm gonna get a man, I'm going here, I'm gonna get a girl for myself. It's not a must, because things most times don't work the way you envisage them, and that is why we call it life. Now I'm gonna be telling you a very relatable story that you can learn from. Okay, I told us that I'm gonna be telling you a story about Emily was one of my friends in school, and my story is kind of a cap of a heavy heart, love lost at a gym kind of a story. You know, there was a young woman named Emily, my friend. So when I mean friend, I don't mean so close, like she was just there, we're like hostel mates. She was vibrant, ambitious, and had a heart full of love to give. She's just kind of a girl that everybody wants to be around with. She's so loving in person, I must tell you. She can give everything that she has to be with nothing. So, however, she yearned for true love. She yearned for true love, and her own true love is like loving someone that she feels that fits into her standards, you know. So Emily turned out to the gym as a potential for dating ground for romance. Okay, she turned to the gym, like, she kept on going to the gym, all right. She believed that she could find someone there. Okay, so this is a story for people who normally believe that my spec kind of lifestyle. Most times our specs are the ones who God has made for us, actually are not, okay, the spec most times we see. All right, I just want to tell us the plain truth. Okay, the who God has designed for you to be with you sometimes might not be what you've envisaged in your head and in your mind. There's a reason for that. Okay, so Emily has always been passionate about fitness. That's one thing about her. And so it seems like the perfect place for her to meet someone who has shared the same interest with her, someone who had what she categorized as a spec, should be in the gym. So now Emily had a hopeful heart. Okay, she was full of hope, so she set up on a quest for love, all right, among the gym iron and sweat. Okay, now at first Emily planned to seem to be walking, Okay, she exchanged smile with a guy she met. His name was Pedro. Okay, she exchanged smiles and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and a few friendly faces in the weight room. They struck up with conversations and then this, you know, kind of. So one day, even you got to understand that they exchanged their non-phone numbers, and the guy was really, really captivating and charming. So she met while cooling down on the treadmill, excited about the whole romance thing that was going around them. And Emily set off to get to know this guy better. As week turned into months and months turned into years, Emily's initial excitement began to wane. All right, so when she hoped that things should blossom in a sense of connection between them, it was still remaining as if it's a kind of a surface level conversation, you know. And the more she spent her time with her gym crush, the more she realized that she didn't have much in common beyond their shared interest in fitness. Right, this guy sometimes was almost talking about how he wants to be a kind of a business kind of a guy who is into business, and she doesn't really have that aspect. She believes in these guys who wear suits, you know, all macho to the office and stay under the AC 24/7 and drive around, come back home, you know, sometimes with their drivers driving them up around. But this guy want to settle in a place, like in a local place. He just loved being natural, and she was not that kind of a person. And you see, and things was not, her hope started crashing, and she started, though she didn't want to understand that at least it will end like that. She kept on looking for a way to persuade the guy. She started blindfolding herself to the truth that actually this is who this guy was outside the fitness kind of a shared interest thing. But as time went on, Emily found out that the effort she was giving to the relationship to make this guy really be equal and compatible, acts like how she feels that it should be, at least all round, was not forthcoming. Guy was always behaving in a different way. After judging, they go home. This guy is always the kind of guy that cover up his body. He doesn't like show and social places. But Emily love, okay, he has the six packs, all right, all this kind of a thing. You should be proud of your body. You should be this happening guy in the campus. You should be this guy that whenever you enter a place, the girls want to know what, who you really are, and all those kind of things. But he was not that kind of a guy. She was really giving a lot, but the guy was not forthcoming. The guy was displeased by her actions. She was this girl who want to show herself. She was this girl who want to be the topic. After all, Emily has always been the topic of a place wherever she went to. But things were not going well. This really affected their level of commitment. So while Emily tried to, you know, keep on pushing herself into this grueling workout, kind of, it hit Emily like a ton of bricks, you know. So using the gym to find love in this process for Emily was not actually so okay. It made Emily had a heavy heart. Okay, she really trusted that this guy, even if they shared a lot of, in fact, when you see them in the gym center, you call them couples. Yes, when you see them in the gym center, you call them couples, because they had this kind of vibes, they had this kind of strength. Everything the gym instructor asked them to do, they do it so perfectly, even at times more than gym instructor. You know, they were so good as a couple. People call them couple, but it didn't work well. So Emily found out that actually this relationship lasted for 2 months. She found out that everything that she was doing to make this guy come on, doing to make this guy turn up the way she wants, and all those kind of things was not actually it. So, and so that was it. Emily closed a chapter on her gym romance, and knowing that the greatest love story of all was the one you were writing for yourself. Now, what she went there for, yes, she went there also for fitness, but I would also, number one, kind of a number 1B kind of intention was to find love. But she ended up moving with the wrong guy, okay, feeling the compatibility was mutual, was okay, but actually at the whole end of 2 months, it was not it. And Emily, who was, you know, wanting to burn the fat, especially that she had on her hands and her tummy, it didn't really go. So it was like just a wasted time for Emily. So that is it. We must understand properly that the gym is the gym most time actually is a viable dating scene for Gen Zers. It depends on your approach and mindset. While there are certain pros and cons for you to consider, with the right attitude and respect for others, you might just find yourself a soulmate somehow, okay, among the dumbbells and treadmills. All right, so if it doesn't still work out, just know that it's not just your luck, all right? And you can also find luck elsewhere. So thanks for tuning in to Mom Ziba podcast today. All right, until next time, keep sweating and swiping with love. I love you. Bye.